USA Radio News.
The Dow lost 4% for the week, and the NASDAQ also dropped 3.6% this week. Dan Geltude is a CPA, and he joined Fox Business and said, October can be sometimes known as a very volatile month.
We already know historically that October is a very volatile month. Now, volatility doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to go down. In fact, that's not always the case. We're going to have ups and downs. Why? Look, we're ending the third quarter. Now we're going into the real earnings period. What's going to happen as things are shaping up, as we get to see whether companies are really going to hit those year-end numbers, particularly with the benefit of all the tax cuts?
A Turkish court ruled on Friday that American pastor Andrew Brunson is free to return to the United States. President Trump said we can expect the pastor to be in Washington, D.C. sometime Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allen Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
President Trump said he'll visit the parts of Florida and Georgia that were devastated by Hurricane Michael early next week. Now, we're starting to hear some of the stories from the people that stayed behind and did not evacuate. Patricia Mulligan did not evacuate in Mexico City, Florida. She joined Fox News to talk about why and what was the most scary part for her during the storm.
When it started to sway and then you could feel a vibration, a lot of vibration, and there were about, I think, six or seven of eight of us in there, and we were all very nervous.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Cardinal Donald Wuerl from his post as the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. That's according to the Vatican. Wuerl led the Pittsburgh diocese for 18 years, which was implicated by a recent grand jury report for covering up so-called predator priests. And tonight's Mega Millions jackpot will be worth $548 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump came out and criticized the Fed earlier this week, blaming a lot of the stock market woes on the Fed raising interest rates. Economist Ben Stein joined Fox News to talk about the president's criticism of the Fed.
I think that the Federal Reserve is not a sacred cow. It is not above criticism. The people are allowed to criticize it. But what else can the Federal Reserve do when inflation starts rearing its head? To be sure, in a modest way at this point, what else can they do but raise interest rates and try to cut down their balance sheet a little bit?
A member of a classic rock band is suing the rest of the group. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Lindsey Buckingham is angry that his bandmates at Fleetwood Mac essentially told him, kicking him off the band's current tour. In the lawsuit, the guitarist-songwriter is seeking his share of the tour proceeds, saying he still wants and is able to perform. The suit names bandmates Mick Fleetwood, Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, and John McVie. Buckingham claims he was told 5 days after the group appeared at Radio City Music Hall last January that the band would be touring without him this fall. He says he would have been paid at least $12 million for his share, and he wants that money. The more than 50-city tour began on October 3rd, with Mike Campbell and Neil Finn replacing Buckingham. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.